Chapter 1. The Lie That Taught You to Perform. You were not born performing. You were not born comparing. You were not born competing. You were born whole. Somewhere between childhood and womanhood, something shifted. Maybe it was the first time a boy complimented your body but never your mind. Maybe it was the first time another girl looked at you like you were competition. Maybe it was the first time you noticed the likes went up when the clothes went down. Maybe it was the first heartbreak that made you think, if I were prettier, smaller, sexier, quieter, easier, he would have stayed. And without realizing it, you began to perform. You learned angles. You learned filters. You learned how to speak strong even when you felt fragile. You learned how to act like attention didn't matter, while secretly needing it to feel seen. You told yourself you were empowered. But deep down, you were exhausted. Because performance is heavy. It requires you to constantly maintain an image. It requires you to never let anyone see the parts of you that are tender. It requires you to smile when you are breaking. It requires you to be desirable but never desperate, strong but never soft, independent but never lonely. And you are tired. Not weak. Tired. Tired of proving your worth in rooms that should have recognized it. Tired of shrinking your standards to keep someone. Tired of pretending your body is casual when your heart is sacred. The world told you visibility equals value. But the word tells a different story. In Book of Proverbs 31, the woman described does not chase attention. She builds. She invests. She speaks with wisdom. She is clothed in strength and dignity. Clothed. Not exposed for approval. Not displayed for applause. Clothed in strength. Clothed in dignity. And dignity is not loud. It is steady. You do not need to remove layers to be powerful. You need to remember who you are. You were not created to compete with other women. You were created to complement creation. You were not designed to weaponize your body to gain influence. You were designed to carry influence through wisdom. In Book of Esther, Esther entered rooms that could have destroyed her. She did not scream to be heard. She prepared. She fasted. She moved with timing. She understood that presence is louder than